What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. You're tuned in to a special Halloween edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. If you're easily scared, turn your radio off now. But if you're brave enough to listen, lock your doors, bolt your attic, and don't dare open your windows as we share an hour of spooky music from the legends of Indiana Avenue. We'll also listen to vintage radio commercials featuring some of the classic horror films that were shown at the Walker Theater. Blackula was a big hit on the Avenue. It opened at the Walker in March of 1973.
You shall pay, Black Prince. Press you with my name. You shall be Blackula.
Blackula, the Black Avenger, rising from his tomb to fill the night with horror. Blackula, Dracula's soul brother, deadlier even than he. Blackula. He thirsts for your blood. He hungers for your soul. More horrifying than Dracula. The Black Avenger. Blackula. An American International release. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Let's start this week's show with a spooky classic featuring the Naptown trumpet player, Freddie Hubbard. From Wayne Shorter's 1966 album, Speak No Evil, this is Witch Hunt.
Killing, and the wrong guy died. They buried his body, but his soul survived for J.D.'s revenge.
Maybe something is happening to me. I blacked out.
The reincarnation of a killer who came back from the dead.
J.D. Walker's been dead for over 30 years.
To possess a man's soul.
He turned into this monster.
Make love to his woman.
You scared of your dad?
And get the vengeance he craved.
They are my enemies!
Glenn Turman, the star of Cooley High. Lou Gossett, Joan Pringle. 40 years later, on someone else's face, you can see J.D. Walker's hatred time just won't erase. J.D.'s revenge.
I'll have my revenge!
J.D.'s revenge. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
For our next spooky selection, we'll listen to a 1954 recording by the legendary Naptown trombonist J. J.J. Johnson. This is O Devil Moon.
Some very unusual friends.
Look at the rats.
Willard takes good care of them.
Yes. Look at the rats.
And they will do anything for Willard.
Tear him up! No, Willard! No, Willard! No, Willard! Willard, no! No, 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 Willard! No!
Where your nightmares end, Willard begins. From Cinerama Releasing. Rated GP, all ages, parental guidance. Willard is the one movie you should not see alone.
The band leader, Lionel Hampton, featured many Naptown musicians in his orchestra, including guitarist Wes Montgomery and drummer Earl Fox Walker. We'll hear Earl and Wes on this creepy 1949 recording by Hampton titled Lavender Coffin.
Hear those angels solemnly singing and Gabriel blowing the funeral sound.
Yeehaw!
That's all I want is my lavender coffin when they lower me into the holy ground.
St. Peter!
Well, I'm a-coming!
St. Peter!
Woo! I'm a-coming!
Peter.
Hey, Peter, I ain't been bad. So open the gates on my judgment day.
Hey, man, listen. They strapped me into this electric chair. And this cat comes up to me and said, do you want to live? So you know what I told him. Seems all I have to do is volunteer for this medical experiment. So of course I jumped at it, you know, because I'm innocent. And all I need is a little time to prove it. So they took me to this doctor's house. And when I wake up on the table, attached to my body is a head of a white dude. And he's looking at me eyeball to eyeball. So I checked him out. And by looking at his face, I can tell here is a bigot. Man, this is one of the funniest pictures that you ever want to see. I mean, we go shopping, we chase chicks, we catch a few, we get chased by the fuzz. If you want to see one of the funniest pictures in the world, you got to see The Thing with Two Heads with Ray Milland and me, Rosie Greer. The Thing with Two Heads, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Dig it.
We just heard the Lionel Hampton Band with Lavender Coffin. That track featured Wes Montgomery on guitar. Up next, we'll hear two more frightening favorites from Wes. From 1966, we'll hear Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery performing the Death March. And from 1957, we'll hear the Wes Montgomery Quartet playing The Devil's Dance.
Thank you.
black magic in the greatest battle of all time. As the seven brothers and their one sister meet Dracula. Vampires drink the blood of the virgins and turn them into zombies. You haven't seen Kung Fu until you've seen the seven brothers and their one sister in action against Dracula. Die! See the 10,000-year-old monster disintegrate before your eyes as the seven brothers and their one sister meet Dracula.
Mr. Hyde, a monster he could not control, had taken over his very soul. A screaming demon rages inside, turning him into Mr. Hyde, an unstoppable black Superman. Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, when you're seeing what ain't, you're looking at a haint. Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash, Stu Gillum, directed by William Blackula Crane. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents, so bring your mama, she'll like it too.
Don't touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more spooky Halloween music after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. You're listening to a special Halloween edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're sharing spooky music from the Legends of the Avenue. We're also listening to vintage radio commercials featuring some of the classic horror films that were shown at the Walker Theater, like Scream, Blackula Scream, which opened at the Walker Theater in September of 1973.
Blackula is back, all new, all powerful. Blackula, the Black Prince of Shadows, rises from his grave to stalk the earth again in the all-new motion picture chiller, Scream, Blackula, Scream. Blackula returns, quenching his thirst for blood in a death trap for his enemies. Blackula, more horrifying than Dracula, screaming for revenge against a voodoo cult of evil. See Scream, Blackula, Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the sensuous godmother of coffee. You were terrified at Blackula. Now the Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream!
The role of Blackula was played by the Gary, Indiana actor William Marshall. We'd also like to give a shout-out to to Indiana Avenue's own Ken Foree, a star of the classic 1978 horror film Dawn of the Dead. Ken was born in Naptown in 1948 and grew up in Lockfield Gardens.
Imagine, if you will, that the most frightening things on earth are about to come out of the darkness. They will look surprisingly like your neighbors, your friends, your family. Dawn of the Dead. There is nothing you can do to stop it. It's too late. It's coming to a theater near you. Dawn of the Dead contains scenes of violence that may be considered shocking. No one under 17 will be admitted. From United Film Distributing Company.
The Crispus Attucks graduate, John Hawker, also found success in the movie industry. Hawker appeared in the 1978 horror film, The Toolbox Murders.
Bit by bit by bit, he carved a nightmare. Toolbox Murders. He made ordinary tools weapons of destruction.
No, please. I'll do anything you want.
Toolbox Murders. What he does to your nerves is as frightening as what he does to his victims. Toolbox Murders. A Cal-Am artist release starring Cameron Mitchell. Rated R under 17, not admitted without parent.
The next track is guaranteed to give you a scare. It features James Spalding on sax, one of the greatest living legends of the Avenue scene. From 1975, this is Kenny Barron and James Spalding with Lucifer.
American International presents Abby, the story of a woman possessed. She took the devil for a lover, and he possessed her, body and soul. Abby, a story of terror, lust, and exorcism.
Grab her arms and hold her.
Abby, starring William Marshall as the exorcist.
I command you to vacate this body now.
And Carol Speed as Abby. Can anyone stop her? Can anyone help her? Can anyone save her soul?
I've got Abby!
Abby, the story of a woman possessed. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to a special Halloween edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We'll continue our playlist of Spooky Avenue music with two terrifying blues tunes. First, we'll hear Memphis Minnie with her 1937 recording of Haunted House. Minnie performed extensively with the Indiana Avenue band leader Leo Hines. Some have even speculated that Minnie lived in Naptown during the 1940s. After that, we'll hear Scrapper Blackwell and Brooks Berry with My Man Is Studying Evil, recorded in Indianapolis in 1961.
I can hear
Blood is red. Voodoo is blue. Sugar is sweet. Revenge is sweeter. Meet Sugar Hill. Not a place, but a brand new face. The foxiest, sexiest, deadliest chicken town. The mob took Sugar's man away, and now she's gonna make them pay.
I want them dead.
With a voodoo priestess called Mama Matres, and Baron Samedi too, and an army of undead behind her, there's nothing that Sugar can't do. The mob has never seen anything like Sugar Hill and her zombie hitmen. Sugar Hill, from American International, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
And my man, Easter Geneva, you'd be evil too. Oh, my man, Easter Geneva, you'd be evil too. Says he wears against me, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
More frightening than the War of the Worlds. More prophetic than things to come. More imaginative than the time machine. Now, H.G. Wells' masterpiece of science fiction, The Food of the Gods. The terrifying tale of man fighting for his life against an ecology gone berserk. Marjo Gortner, Pamela Franklin. The last chance an unsuspecting world has against harmless animals and insects made huge and vicious by the food of the gods, hunting humans in packs, preying on their flesh. The Food of the Gods. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. The Food of the Gods. For a taste of hell.
We'll end this special Halloween edition of Echoes of Indiana Avenue with music from saxophonist Charles Tyler. He attended Christmas Attucks High School and played for the school's football team. Tyler got his start in music with the free jazz musician Albert Eiler. And we'll listen to Tyler's 1977 recording of the Albert Eiler classic, Ghost.
This gate lurks an experience that will touch a fear you never knew you had. The legend of Hell House.
What did he do to make this house so evil?
Murder, vampirism, cannibalism, drug addiction, alcoholism, sadism, mutilation.
Naked. Drunk. Fighting. Oh, please get me out of here. Please.
I do not accept this.
For the sake of your sanity, pray it isn't true. The Legend of Hell House, starring Pamela Franklin, Roddy McDowall, Clive Revel,
Gail Honeycutt.
Send me out!
The Legend of Hell House. From 20th Century Fox. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. A nightmare within a nightmare.
Thanks for joining us for this special Halloween edition of Echoes Up Indiana Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.